This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. This is Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Innovative thoughts from baseball's best coaching minds from around the world. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, former USA Baseball National Team Coach, Peter Caliendo.
We are back from an international trip with Caliendo Sports International and Baseball Outside the Box. Just back from two great baseball countries, Italy and Japan. We had a great trip. Our players, parents, and coaches had a fantastic time. Lots of learning, great experience when you're traveling internationally. And we will be heading to Cuba, Havana, Cuba, in December, Christmas break. We're working on the roster, and the roster's almost done. We need a couple more players. So if you're listening to the show and you're interested in joining our team of baseball players 14 to 16 years old, email me at petercaliendo@att.net. Send me your information, and we will see if you qualify to be on the team that's going to compete in Havana, Cuba, this Christmas break. Hello, everybody. I'm your host of Baseball Outside the Box, Pete Caliendo. I want to welcome everybody around the world. We're thrilled that you joined the show today. This is the show that loves the challenge, the status quo, and we have some of the best coaching minds in the game on the show, and we love talking baseball. So let's get started right away with today's guest. Today, we're going to be discussing college baseball. We've done one show on this. Continue to do this because of talk about the recruiting process with some experts. Expert meaning the actual baseball coaches that do the recruiting at different collegiate levels. So today we have Monteus Walton, Cincinnati Christian University. His hometown was Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He attended James Madison High School, attended University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. He's now the assistant baseball coach. He's been there for 5 years, recruiting coordinator for Cincinnati Christian University, a great school, NAIA. We're going to talk to Monteus about the program. So let's do it right away. Let's welcome our friend, Mr. Walton. Coach, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Pete. Thank you guys for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's great having you. I'll tell you what, I'm going to tell our audience that, you know, we tried to do a show a while back and it kind of didn't work out because of my technical issues that I had on my end, not our studios. But what's interesting is, you know, you're the recruiting coordinator. And I'll tell you what, if you recruit as well as you recruit me for being on the podcast, because man, you stayed on top of me, and I love that, because you know, never gave up. You knew that, you know, you wanted to be on the podcast, you wanted to let people know what you guys do there, what's all about, you know, Cincinnati Christian University, how you recruit. So your perseverance is a very special. So I think this is going to be a great show.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Like I said, this is my third season on staff here at the university. I love it. I can't express how much I love the university. I love the city of Cincinnati. Wonderful people, great people out here. I'm astonished to be out here, man. I love it. Like I said, the campus community is great. A lot of the incoming freshmen we have coming in are great as well. It's a very talented young man, as well as a lot of the returners we have coming back as well. So I expect us to have a very successful season. As long as we can stay healthy and stay eligible in the classroom, I think sky's the limit.
Yeah, I want to correct myself because you said you're correct. It's your third year, and actually, John Taylor, it's his fifth season according to the website.
Yes, sir.
And tell us, how did this come about? You know, how did you get to go, you know, be recruited as one of the coaches there? How'd that work out?
We're pretty much just staying in contact with Coach John Taylor. This is crazy because I was in contact with John probably back in 2016, and just kind of staying in contact with him, and then also having different references, I should say, like a lot of other coaches, coaching mentors, that kind of gave me a great recommendation to come here. And after that, they hired me and went through the hiring process and passed the background check and all of that. And hey, I got the green light, and the rest is history.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. But tell some of our coaches around the world in the U.S., you know, you got this position. What were you doing prior to that, that, you know, kind of, you know, piqued the interest of possibly, and I knew you knew Coach Taylor, but what were you doing prior to being at the university?
Well, prior to the university, I was just kind of, you know, coaching it, or helping out, I should say. I was kind of helping out at the Little League that I used to play in, Beckham Stapleton Little League. Mm-hmm. I was kind of just helping out over there, and then helping out at James Madison High School as well. So, but more importantly, just that was it, really. You know what I mean? Really, it was at the lower levels, just trying to help out and be a sponge and learn under different coaches, if you will. So those two coaches in particular, James Beckham that I mentioned, and then also the coach at my alma mater, James Madison High School, just kind of learning from them. So I was just pretty much helping out at the lower levels, if you will, so before I came to Cincinnati.
That's fantastic. And as we talked about many times, you know, the lower levels are, to me, are the most important levels, because if we can reach these young kids and, you know, keep them in the game longer by making sure things are fun, they're getting better. But at the same time, you know, I, as a coach, I know when I was at Mickey Owen Baseball School and working with young kids, and we're going back 30 some years, you know, that was my best learning experience, is working with young kids, because it made me a better coach when I started working with the older players. What's your thought on that?
I mean, I agree. I agree. But at the same time, again, once you work with older players, it's a little different. It's a different dynamic. The reason why I say that is because once I started my career here at the college level, obviously the players are a little older. They're a little bit more understanding when it comes to life lessons and teaching them life lessons, not just on the baseball field, but off the baseball field. I think they respond a little bit more. More so than the younger crowd, than the younger kids, and that's because they're a little older. So they experience a little bit more than the younger kids, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. And tell us about Cincinnati Christian University. What type of players, because since you're doing the recruiting, what type of players are you looking for?
The type of players I look for, first and foremost, one of the things that I look for is character. Okay, I recruit character first. I want to make sure the young man comes from a good background. Doesn't necessarily have to be Christian, and I say that because not a lot of kids come from a Christian background, and we understand that. You know, we take mm-hmm. pride in, you know, developing guys not just athletically and academically, but spiritually here at Cincinnati Christian. Also. Like I said, I look for character. So I look for the family background. I look for the athletic part of it as well, in terms of his high school, what type of young man he is as a baseball player, and then of course academically, we want to make sure we get high academic kids here at the university. So, so those are the most important three things I look for: is character, the character, the academics, and then athletics.
You know, it's interesting when you bring up character. You one of the things you said, you know, you want to check out the parents. You do a kind of in-depth thing where you check out, you know, you want to find out the character of the parents, where the young man was brought up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, again, I mean, you want to look at, like you just mentioned, Pete, you want to look at the kid parents and how he was brought up or whatnot. For example, okay, I'll give you a quick example, right? One of my recruits, incoming freshman from North Carolina, you know, I did my research on him as far as his background. I also did a research on him as far as his academics and his athletics. So I kind of do it in that order, and it came out to be pretty positive. And so from there, that's when I'll go forward and move forward in the recruiting process.
You know, a lot of times you hear, you know, parents are harping on kids all the time, and hopefully so, but, you know, they just pound it. You hear academics, but, you know, we want kids with good grades. We want kids that are smart. Talk to our players, and I know our coaches know it, and also our parents should know it, but talk to our players. When we're talking about academics, why is academics so important in relationship to the game of baseball?
Well... from our perspective, I think it's very important, because at the end of the day, you have to have something to fall back on, right? You have to have something to fall back on. And I tell my guys when I recruit them, obviously your goal is to make the major leagues. Okay, I understand that, which is everybody goal. Every young man goal is to do that, right? But only so many get to do that. So I always mm-hmm. let these guys know, you want to make sure you choose the right school for academic reasons. If you come to school to play baseball, in my opinion, you come to school for the wrong reasons, because at the end of the day, you're eventually going to walk across the stage. You have to have that mindset where it's like, okay, I'm walking across the stage to get a degree at this particular university that I'm going to. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I always tell guys that, if you come to school at CCU for baseball, you're coming for the wrong reasons. You want to come to get a degree. If you end up making the major leagues or getting signed or drafted or whatnot, that's great. But as a coach and mentor, what I would do personally is I would make sure that guy or that kid get his education. You know what I mean? Get his degree, because that's the most important thing. So I think from an academic standpoint, it's very important. It's hugely important.
Coach, do you see a relationship between the academics and also, when a young man doesn't, is not doing good in academics, how it carries over onto the field, his decision making, his work ethics, and all that?
Absolutely. I think it carries over. And again, that goes back to work ethic. I mean, obviously, if you're recruiting a kid and the kid is not doing well in the classroom, you know what I mean? He's not making that progress in the classroom. Mm-hmm. Then obviously he's going to carry over to the field where he's not going to make good progress on the baseball field. I have met young men like that. So, it definitely exists.
Well, now, as we talk about, we're in a era where technology is big and, everybody's using it. And one of the areas is social media. I know they call it social media, but sometimes I call it unsocial media because there's some bad things on social media. How about digging into social media? A lot of these guys are on there. Do you look at what they're saying, things they're putting up? How much is that relative to your recruiting process?
That's actually a big part of it, Pete. That's part of the character aspect of it that I was explaining. That's one of the key things I do is I go on Twitter. I look on the kid's Twitter. I look on this Facebook page, and I kind of just monitor and see what type of young man this player is. You know what I mean? Based off what he posts or whatnot, and I kind of build my decision off that. That's pretty much a big part of my decision going forward recruiting that young man is, what he posts on Facebook and on social media or whatnot. So,
well, talk about also at Cincinnati Christian University, the level of the school, and you hear a lot about scholarships and all this stuff, and what kind of scholarships are we looking at? What's more important to look at when it comes to scholarships? Because, there's a lot of fallacies out there that schools have a ton of scholarships to give out. And if they don't, what's another avenue?
I can't speak for other schools, but for Cincinnati Christian University, what I could say is we do stack our scholarships. A lot of schools don't do that. And typically what I mean by that is that, for example, if a kid comes in and he gets a high GPA, specifically a 3.2 or above, a 3.2 GPA or above, as well as a 23 on the ACT and above, he will qualify for academic scholarship. Right. And so mm-hmm. if on top of that, if I was to offer a kid 35, 40% baseball scholarship, we typically stack that together, if that makes sense. So,
yeah, absolutely. So what you're saying is that there you get again, you're back to the academics. Academics is so important because you can get that academic scholarship, which also gives you a chance to spread out the rest of your scholarships a little bit easier.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So if you've got a couple players, that you're looking at, and you got to make a decision, you got one that has high academics and has the ability to get an academic scholarship and the other one doesn't, I'm assuming you probably go with the one that has the academic scholarship.
Absolutely. You always want to go for high academic kids, you know, with high test scores and then the high GPA, because, like I said, that makes the process much more easier for us. So
we are speaking to Coach Walton from Cincinnati Christian University. He's on Facebook. We'll put all that on our show notes. We're talking about, you know, scholarships. We're talking about college baseball. We want to hit a lot of areas because we want our audience to understand, you know, what it takes to play college baseball and what coaches are specifically looking for. Coach Walton, when you go to games, an interesting information, I'm assuming that you go to some games. I know, you know, it all depends on recruiting budgets and all that. But when you go to a ball game, what's something particular? What are you looking for? Because you may only see this player once or twice in a ball game. What particularly are you looking for that makes you continue to, you know, follow this young man and maybe get him, you know, get him signed up at your school?
Okay. Well, one of the main things I look for, and again, this is going back to character, is his poise on the field, right? So, mm-hmm. for example, if he's having a bad game, how does he handle himself? Okay. Mm. How does he handle himself after having a bad game, after he goes 0-for-1 and strikes out a lot in the game, or maybe he's a pitcher and maybe he gave up a lot of runs, a lot of hits. How does he handle himself in that particular time of his career, right? Or that particular time in the game. How do he handle himself in adversity? So that's one of the things I look for, one of the main things I look for in a young man or a young player that I'm going out to recruit and scout. So
is there things that right away that turn you off? You know, say, okay, you know, I don't want any, I thought this was one of the kids we wanted to go after, but I saw this and, you know, I'm just not interested anymore.
Absolutely. I would say one of the things is, you know, I'm sure you've seen this a lot too, Pete. You've been around the game for years. When the player slams his bat and, you know, or you know, go and taunt his teammates, or, you know, maybe have a bad mouth and being a cancer in the locker room or whatnot, those type of guys I kind of cross off my list. Because, again, you want to bring in good character guys that's willing to uplift their teammates and willing to encourage their teammates and build that brotherhood, that bond, you know what I mean, in the process. Just pretty much bringing that good positive energy around their teammates and their entire team. So,
interesting. How about when you know, again, I don't know the university. I don't know your exact recruiting process, but I'm assuming there's times that you've got to go to the home to visit with the players and the parents. Give us an idea how that conversation goes and what are maybe some key areas that you're looking for there. Because, you know, even though you're trying to recruit them, something there could make a decision of continuing to get them or maybe deciding not to.
Yes, we are NAIA, so we are allowed to do home visits. We are allowed to do that. We don't do it as much, but we are allowed to do it. I would say, you know, that plays a big factor in it because you get a chance to see more in depth of that player upbringing, and as well as his family or whatnot, and you get to see how the mother and father is or whoever the guardian is, and just kind of get that better feel of it, I should say, in terms of his background. So that definitely plays an important part of the recruiting process.
And it's interesting because, you know, a lot of parents kind of, I don't know, when we talk to parents, they kind of have a different perspective when it comes to looking at colleges. You know, they're always trying, you know, and the players do. Everybody wants to play, you know, you hear it all the time for the Division I schools, you know, the Arizona States, the Floridas. What's your recommendation on a young person when they're trying to decide where to go to school? Give us kind of some guidelines that you would give advice to young players to be able to pick a school. How do they go about doing that? Because there's so many schools, and their expectations may be wrong because maybe they can't play at that level at that time.
It's funny that you mentioned that too, Pete, because a lot of times in the recruiting process, we as a coaching staff, we do mention to our recruits that they want to make sure that they choose a school that's the right fit for them, and they want to make sure that they get it right the first time around. And the reason why I say that, because some kids, they'll go to a school thinking they can play right away and, you know, find out that it's not good for them, so they'll transfer. And a lot of times during the transferring process, a lot of their credits don't transfer. So you want to make sure that you get it right the first time around. Make sure that, you know, during the recruiting process, when a kid visits so many schools, they want to make sure that that they choose the right school for them academically and athletically, you know, without being able to transfer. I think that's the most important thing, is making sure that these guys, you know, look at the financial standpoint of it as well, as far as the scholarships. Like we mentioned before, the academics and athletic scholarships, and then making sure that they go to a school that's the right fit for them in terms of a school that wants them, versus the other way around. Like, you know, so make sure they choose a school that wants them. In my opinion, I think every young man should definitely choose a school that really wants them, versus going to a school that's really not on their radar, or, you know, they're not on their school radar.
Absolutely. So, how about some ideas for young people to get on coaches' radars? You know, what's some advice that if players want to be seen by certain schools, you know, how can they be proactive in that?
I would say, like you mentioned before, social media is real big. The technology is really big nowadays. You know, we have what you call Field Level, which is a recruiting website. Field Level, NCSA, different than many recruiting websites out here that can kind of showcase that kid talent and give them that exposure, that significant exposure they need for a lot of the schools and colleges to look for. Or a lot of times they can email the coach, the college coach directly, and send them the video, their game footage, because I get a lot of that every day, Pete. I get literally 100 emails of different kids that send me their videos. And so what I'll do is I'll evaluate it. I'll go over the film and evaluate the film and whatnot. And if I like what I see, I'll go ahead and go watch the kid in person just to get a good look at him, And then obviously from there, if I like what I see in person on top of the video, then I'll go ahead with the recruiting process and go from there and do my character background. So,
well, I'm so thrilled that you brought that up, because I know there's a lot of players that send videos via emails or some services, and, you know, they always wonder, you know, are coaches actually looking at those? So I really appreciate you talking about that. Now, this is a great time for you to discuss about Cincinnati Christian University, why a young player should go there to play and go to school.
I would say, me personally, I think a young man should definitely come here to play baseball. It's because we pride ourselves on three important things, right? So the three key things that we pride ourselves on is, okay, number one, we pride ourselves on spirituality. We want to make sure that our student athletes and our players are spiritually fed. And then number two, we want to make sure that they excel in the classroom and make sure they excel academically. And then, of course, number three, we want them to, you know, play the sport that they love, which is baseball. We want to win just like anybody else, but we want to make sure that we don't want to win at all costs. You know what I mean? We want to make sure we bring the good character guys here in the program, and we want to make sure we bring some quality student athletes here in the program. So,
talk about also, because once, you know, playing time, how does a coach, when they're recruiting, how do you decide what you're going to tell the young person there? You know, like, am I going to play? Is it depending on how well I do? You know, talk a little bit about that, because I think sometimes you think, well, just because you get a scholarship, you know, all of a sudden you're playing all the time.
Absolutely. Well, for us, it's a little different. A lot of other schools have this too. For us, we have what you call a varsity and a JV program, right? So if I'm recruiting a kid, and let's say he asks that question, like, well, coach, will I get playing time? Well, the question is, yes, he will get playing time, but he has to, nothing is given to him. He has to earn it. So how we do things here at CCU is, obviously in fall ball, we have 8 weeks of fall ball to give myself and the rest of the coaching staff a good chance to evaluate that young man, to see whether or not he's going to play varsity or JV or go up and down. So we here at Cincinnati Christian University, we definitely have a JV and varsity program to give our guys a chance to compete. We don't like for guys to sit down, you know, 1 or 2 years and not get a, not get playing time. So,
all right, great to hear. And also, you know, from the baseball side, I know education is number one, as you mentioned, character, the Christian aspect is important. But now let's talk about, you know, why, how does a young man get better in your program when it comes to the game of baseball? I know you got practices, you got indoor training. Give us some ideas of some areas that you guys work on that, that help young people get better. I know they've got to do it themselves. You guys supply the information, but tell us a little bit about how the practices are and how everything works there at the university.
Well, pretty much how we structure practice here at CCU is, you know, like I mentioned before, with fall ball, we'll practice on campus Tuesdays and Thursdays. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we'll practice at a nearby field that we normally practice at for fall. And typically what we do is we'll go maybe from 3 to 5:30 p.m. or 3 to 6 p.m., and we'll try to develop our guys and have them do certain drills or whatnot. Sometimes we'll work as a team. We'll practice as a team, or we'll split them up, depending on what Coach Taylor wants for the guys or what he has for the guys that particular day. So we'll have pitchers and catchers split up, and then we'll have position players split up. And sometimes we'll inter-squad with each other as well. So just, like I said, give us a good chance to evaluate guys and get a good look at not just the incoming freshmen but the returning guys as well, to see who we're going to put out there on the field. You know, again, our goal is to win. Our goal is to compete and put the best 9 guys out there on the baseball field.
And when the season begins, give us an idea. Expectations obviously are about winning and about, you know, like you said, putting the best players on the field. But give us an idea what you expect day in, day out during the season from your players to maintain their professionalism.
First and foremost, even during the season, I expect them to excel in the classroom and stay eligible. And then, of course, from the baseball standpoint, I expect them to always work, you know, always work when nobody is looking. So before practice, during practice, and after practice, you know, always hold themselves accountable and be responsible in terms of working when nobody's around, because that's the most important thing, building that work ethic. That goes a long way. And then also, of course, during the season, I expect our guys to take each practice one day at a time, take each game one day at a time, because we play 55 games here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously we NAIA competed 55 games, so that's pretty much a lot of games in a long season. So I always expect our guys to take each game one day at a time and compete with each team that we compete against. So.
Fantastic. And I got to ask you this, because we got a lot of people that listen from around the world. If a young person is listening and, you know, they're interested in the university, let's say they're playing in Europe or somewhere else around the world, we're going to put your email on the show notes. But is there a possibility for international players to attend the university? And what's kind of, is there a process there?
Absolutely. And usually the process, you know, they'll have to go through admissions or whatnot and apply as an international student.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different ways of doing that. But again, they'll have to go through admissions, through an admission counselor to do that. And from a baseball standpoint, send me the video. I mean, I would encourage any young man, whether they're international or not, is definitely send us their video. And then what we'll do as a coaching staff is sit down and closely evaluate that particular international player, and then we'll go from there in terms of recruiting them and offering them a scholarship or whatnot. So,
all right, that is awesome. So that's great for our international kids. And Coach Walton, let's you know, a couple other things. The main thing right now is towards the end of the show is I'd like to, you know, there's a lot of things that we can cover, but there's something that, you know, I'm sure that's important. What's something, you know, a couple of things that maybe we didn't discuss that we need to talk about when it comes to the recruiting process or your school or the game in general?
I would say throughout the recruiting process, I would encourage every young man to you know, just go out and have fun with the game. You know, go out and, especially high school seniors, just go out and have fun with the game. You know, play the game, play fundamental baseball. Don't get so choked up or get too tense about the recruiting process, because a lot of kids I've know get, you know, they get so tense or whatnot throughout the recruiting process. And I know it's a big decision, because you're making the biggest decision of your life in terms of going to a school for 4 or 5 years. So I would encourage them to just go out and play the game and make sure they excel in the classroom as well, which is very important. And again, you know, allowing the process to be very smooth. So that's one of the things I want to kind of touch on.
And one of the things that kind of, you know, as you're talking, kind of got in my mind here was, how do you tell? Because, you know, a lot of these kids are coming from high school. They're seniors in high school. Some of them have never been away from home. Do you get a sense of feeling of kids that maybe aren't ready to go to college? And I say go to college, staying, you know, at the university, not commuting. Is that part of the recruiting process too?
Well, as far as like staying on campus with the other students, or
yeah, some of them may not be used to staying, you know, being on their own. That could cause an issue of homesickness or any issues. Have you seen that before, and do you see that ahead of time before you actually sign a player?
Not so much ahead of time, but I would say during the actual time that they're here on campus, yes. I actually just recently had a young man from Indiana, maybe an hour away, but because this young man, he's a family oriented person, and he's very close with his family. He was homesick, and he came in my office and told me he was homesick. But at the same time, you know, like I said, I'm as a coach and mentor, I'm here for all my guys, as well as Coach Taylor and the rest of the staff. So we're here for our guys. And I told him I'll make the transition comfortable for him. And, you know, obviously lately he's been friends and building friendships with his teammates. And now all of a sudden it's starting to come better for him. You know, he's not as homesick as he was before. So, but yeah, he's definitely a talent pitcher. And I'm looking forward to see what he can add to the program with the rest of the guys.
Well, Coach Walton, I'll tell you what, it sounds like a fantastic university, Cincinnati Christian University, great coaching staff. I want to thank you so much for being on the show. This has been great. I think a lot of coaches, players, and parents are going to get a lot out of this. Again, understanding the recruiting process, what coaches are looking for. So thanks, man, for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Pete. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, we're going to end the show with something I just popped into my head. And Coach Walton was talking about, you know, when we talked about home visits, I remember a story. I just want to mention it. John Wooden, famous collegiate basketball coach, once went to a top recruit, the number one recruit in the country. And he went with his assistant, and he had a contract. And I say a contract, a scholarship offer for this young man in his pocket. They had the interview. You know, they met with the parents, met with the players, walked away, went outside, and the assistant said to Coach Wooden, "Coach, what happened? You didn't sign him. You didn't get him to sign on the dotted line. There's a lot of teams from around the country after this guy. He's the number one player." He said, "I'm not interested." And the reason he wasn't interested was because of the way he treated his mom during the interview. Not very good. And he saw some things that when he treated his mom not good, he figured, you know, hey, if you're going to treat your mom that way, how are you going to be towards the coaching staff and your players? And Coach Wooden, one of the best in the game, decided not to. And that goes to the point of Coach Walton when he said character, character, character. And if you look at it and you've talked to many baseball coaches around the country, character is number one. If you even, you know, even here in Chicago, we have the Chicago Cubs, our GM, the Chicago Cubs had a huge article on how they picked their number one players, and they've got the best choices. The Cubs have had some of the number one picks in the country in the last 4 or 5 years. The number one thing he tells the scouts is character is first. With no character, I don't want that young person part of our organization. So love it, and I want to thank Coach Walton for a great job. Hey, thanks to Brian Crack, also a producer of the Lineup Media Group. Thank you to all our guests. that always come on the show. Thanks to all our listeners. If you're a new listener, glad you joined us. Go back and check out all our shows. We've got many great shows with some great coaching minds in the game of baseball. And don't forget, email me if you got any questions at petercaliendo@att.net. Get us on social media, Baseball Out. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Do us a favor. Just spread the word about the show. It just, you know, gets everybody involved and gets, you know, more information out to all the people in the game of baseball, and it just makes us all smarter. So I want to thank all of you for listening. I'm your host, Pete Caliendo. This is Baseball Outside the Box. Have a great coaching day, and I will see you on the next show.
This has been Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Listen online at baseballoutsidethebox.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.